WTFR. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company 3 is allowed. Brought to you live by the one. They're not brought to you live at the moment, actually. It's actually pre-recorded. This is a pre-rec. I'm so used to saying brought to you live by WTFR that it's a habit. Disclaimer. This broadcast is going to be purely based on drama. But it's going to be fucking fun. The irony you're about to hear is purely that. It's irony. I am going to be mocking the living fuck out of a couple of people here, all right? I'm going to be making total fun out of a couple of people here that tried to throw something in my fucking face after they'd left my network. You know them by the name of Tabitha and Mike Sledge. Well, here we go. I prepared just a little something to explain how things went. Let me first play that for you, and then we'll get to the meat and potatoes. Oh, this is so good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was just sent a message. A really, really special message. It's special. About how Tabitha has taken her leave from Mike's network. Mike Sledge was a person on my network, and so was Tabitha. They were both doing shows on my network. And somebody just sent me a message saying, you've got to hear this. It's so painful to listen to. Now, to give you a bit of a background on what took place, Tabitha was bringing this whole fucking Indian chakra bullshit and ancient ritual bullshit to my network, which I wasn't impressed with. And in the end, I said, look, you know, I'm all for freedom of speech, but I don't promote other races. Okay? That's not what WTFR is about. It's about promoting white Western civilization. Now, albeit that it's called WTFR, where thought is free radio, you can have your... She asked me a question. Tabitha asked me a question once. What would you say if I had a Jew on the network? Not as a host, but to interview. I said... like I said, it's freedom of speech. You can have a Jew on the network. I interview them. But know this, that there will be ridicule. There will be ridicule. So, for instance, I'll be taking notes of the what takes place during the interview. And I will be picking it to pieces. All right? And if you, in any way, shape, or form, agree with that Jew, I'll be picking you to pieces. So if you can take that heat, then sure. But it got a little bit too much when she started doing the whole esoteric chakra thing all the time and fucking, you know, blah, 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 fucking blah. And I just said, look, you know, you can take your leave if you want to, or you can stay, but I'm not here to promote this. I'm here to promote white Western civilization. Now, whilst I do believe in freedom of speech, I wasn't shutting her up. I gave her the option. You can stick around and promote white Western civilization the way it should be promoted. You know what WTFR is about. Or you can quit, and she quit. So then Mike at first agreed with me. Mike Sledge was... him and I were getting along like a house on fire. We had some good comedy going. We'll get into the drunk thing a bit later. You know, the difference between an alcoholic and a drunk. But then all of a sudden he changed his tune once he realized that she quit and everything like that. But he smelled the pussy. He smelled where the pussy was going. He was following that pussy trail. So that's what he did. He said, well, I happen to agree with Tabitha now and see you later. So they went to another network as far as I know. I can't be 100% sure on that because that was just something I was told via email. I didn't care. I've learned very well how to cut people off and not have any feeling doing it. You know, I've become a hard, cold motherfucker, as you would put it. Well, it turns out that Tabitha has just left his network. Apparently he created his own network. And she was a part of it. So there was her and him. Again, I don't know if I'm 100% accurate on that. But I will say this. The irony of this show that I just downloaded and I'm going to be picking to pieces as we speak is exactly that. It's just pure fucking irony. It proved that I was right about both of them. I have no doubt that she is working for the Jew. I have no doubt that she's working for Israel. When you see her, she does have that Concord type face. When you hear what she's talking about and how she's trying to promote that whole fucking it's just some fucking bullshit that is not a part of white Western civilization, you fast realize what she's up to. He is a drunk that wasn't turning up to shows. Again, there's a difference between an alcoholic and a drunk. An alcoholic will drink and keep himself happy all day, keep himself relaxed. A drunk will just be like, he won't turn up to shows, he's incoherent, he can't even play an intro properly, as you're about to hear. So I started listening to this show. The person that sent me the link to the show wrote a message below it saying, I'm listening to it and it's so fucking painful, it's not funny. So I started listening to it. I was like, oh, you're not wrong, my God. Yeah, take a listen to this and I am going to comment accordingly. Now, did you hear that? First and foremost, there's silence at the very beginning. Radio is about sound. Believe it or not, you can't see it. You know, there's no visualization like there is on television. It's about sound. You have no silence wherever you can. If you have to go searching for something, make perfectly sure you're sitting like, hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking for it. It's here somewhere. Da 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 da. Right? Always be saying something or making a noise, because that's what radio is. But there was total silence at the beginning of this bloody show. Let's do it again, shall we? Let's have a listen to the silence, and then I'm going to explain the pop. Say yes.
Hold on for a second. Let me start this over. That sounded like shit. Hold on. Let me get this.
I've got to do it again. Come on now. Come on. Say yes. Now, the reason you didn't hear the silence is because now I'm running it through a piece of software that gets rid of any silence and goes straight to the sound. So let's talk about the pop. All right? That pop, that's called a mic pop. Not mic sledge pop, a mic pop, a microphone pop. You see, anybody that has any professionality to them, right, when it comes to audio, knows that you should have a mixer where you can press mute, turn your mic on, and then unmute so you don't hear that pop in the background, okay? Let's do it again. All right. From the very get-go, it's a fuck-up. It's a total fuck up. Like, there's no audio engineering going on here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a rape of sound. Do you remember that gentleman that used to say, this is a journey into sound? Well, this is the rape into sound when it comes to sleds. There's no doubt about it. Don't worry, we're going to get to Tabitha. We're going to have some fucking fun here. This is pure drama comedy, I'm telling you. And the comedy isn't going to be coming from me. It's going to be coming from their stupidity. Oh, I love this. I love this. It's just, you know, because they both prove me right about both of them themselves. This is just great. Have a listen. Say yes. I say no. You say stop. He's playing his fucking intro through his microphone. He's playing a song and having it run through the microphone. You can hear how tinny it is. It's terrible. There's no mixer there. There's no nothing. Oh, it's fucking horrible. So from the very get-go, this is just horrible. And then he plays the whole fucking song, no less, without talking through it. you've got to, like, bring your pot down. Oh, that's right, you don't have a mixer because you can't afford one because you're a drunk. You spend all of your money on alcohol rather than actually buying yourself a proper mixer and getting to know how things work and everything like that. Yeah, that's why. But it's tinny as fuck. He's popped his mic. He's fucking... Oh, this is great. I say go, go,
go. Hold on for a second. Let me start this over. That sounded like shit. Hold on.
You're damn right it sounded like shit. Oh, my God. You're claiming to run a radio network? Oh, there's a network of something, but it ain't a fucking radio network. It's a network of shit.
Hold on, let me get this very clear and precise.
Okay, go for it, Mike. Go for it. You can do it. All right. Oh, no. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Okay, since you aren't going to talk during the song, what you claim to be an intro, Mike, I'll do it for you. You need to buy some new equipment, all right? But first, you need to tone down the alcohol level, okay? Bring it down a bit so that you can actually afford proper groceries, by the way, and afford a mixer and afford things like that. Afford a new computer, possibly. And then you might start getting shit right, eh? Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. I say hi. You say hello. Jesus Christ, this fucking show is fucking slow. It is fucking, fucking slow. You say why? I say I don't know. Oh no. Well, I can't do it. I've got to skip forward. I've got to skip forward and find where he starts to talk because I'm not listening to that whole fucking song.
Oh, God.
He fucks it up yet again. There we go. Let me have a listen. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
All right, news light. Oh, God.
What happened, Mike? Did you miss that part of the song that, you know, from the past where you used to listen to it in your youth? Did you miss that part? What happened? Oh, God. I fucked up again. Oh, God. Pass me another beer, motherfucker. The irony.
Stations are tuned in too.
All right, welcome everybody to unfortunately another edition of News White People Can Use.
Welcome, finally. Jesus Christ. Mike, it took 6 years to get through the fucking painful intro.
To, unfortunately, another edition of News White People Can Use, right here on the American National Radio Network. I sent Tabitha the invite to explain herself, but evidently she is leaving the network.
To explain herself? That would mean you would need to explain yourself as well, as we're about to hear.
And she wants nothing to do with this network anymore because, according to her, when I ask her, and let me just say this. You know, I started this network. Yeah, she's paid for the stream time. I paid for stream time. But the bottom line is this. I've never censored. I've given everybody creative freedom, you know, that kind of thing. You don't like my shows, you don't have to be on them, you know, that kind of thing. But I have to say that I was accused today of being just a stupid drunk who has nothing to offer, and my shows really suck.
Now, again, can I use the word irony over and over and over again? You know, the very things that I said about Mike, I was denied. You know, I said at one stage, I don't think he was stuck in traffic. I think he was drunk and he was passed out. This is a dude that got me to call his wife at one stage. I won't go into detail. That's his private thing. But he got me to call his wife at one stage. And that was because he was drunk. Alright? But isn't the irony just fantastic? These people that continuously wrote to me afterwards and said, oh, I think you were wrong for the way you spoke about Tabitha and the way you spoke about Mike. But now he's saying exactly the same things I said about her, and she's saying exactly the same things I said about him, which proves me right on both accounts. Keep listening to this. It's just fucking great. This the irony.
My shows really suck the last 4 months, evidently, according to her.
Did he say mumps or months? Let's go back there.
The last 4 months.
I think he said
evidently,
mumps.
According to her. So I sent her an invite to be a part of the show, and I will not interrupt. I want her to come on. I'm sure she won't. I hope she does. You know, I hope she does. I hope she comes on and says, because even if my shows were a drunk fest, does it really matter? I never interrupted her shows, never bothered her yoga, never bothered her meditation.
Listen to the mock value there. He's being sarcastic. I never bothered her yoga. I never bothered her meditation. The things that I didn't really want promoted on my network full time. And now he was suffering the same fucking thing, obviously, because that's why he's saying it in sarcasm. The irony. Have I mentioned that word tonight?
Never bothered her yoga. Never bothered her meditation. Never bothered her goddamn recipes.
Her goddamn recipes, you rude man. Her goddamn recipes, almost as if like I was sick to death of hearing about her recipes. You know, that was one of the best things about Tabitha, if you ask me, was her recipes. It was the whole yoga thing and the fucking hum-de-me-ah bullshit. The ancient fucking esoteric bullshit over and over fucking again, and the fucking Indians were the right way to go and the white Western civilization wasn't. You know, that's the sort of shit that bothered me. Her recipes were absolutely fantastic. What do you mean her goddamn recipes, Mike? Ooh, you've been thinking this for a fucking while, haven't you? Eh? You've been bottling this shit up.
Never bothered her goddamn recipes. Ooh. In the kitchen. Never did that. And, I have the utmost respect for her, but the bottom line is this. I'm not going to be humiliated.
You won't be humiliated. You humiliate yourself. You've done it from the get-go. You know, you were pretty good back in the days of Renegade Broadcasting. But then for some reason, you did become the drunk. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's a very big difference between an alcoholic and a drunk. An alcoholic is coherent. He thinks about what he's going to say, and he thinks about how he's going to say it properly. A drunk is what you've just been listening to. He can't even get his intro right. He has no fucking clue. And he actually thinks he's entertaining in the process. And what he thinks as of comedy is like, he thinks if he laughs, that laughter is contagious, people will laugh with him. But when you've got a drunk that's sitting there going, and that's fuckheadism. My daughter's laughing in the background. Sorry about that. But that's fuckheadism. It really is. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, come on.
And, you know, talked down to by anybody. I do what I do. I've been doing this shit for years, okay?
I'll talk down to you. Because I've been doing it for a lot longer than you. All right? I'll talk down to you any time of the week, Mike. Okay? And if you want to take debate with me on that, by all means, come on the show. You know where I am. Come on the show. Join me, by all means. And by God, I'll talk down to you. Because you chased the pussy, and you know you did. You were after those tits. You were after that pussy. That's what you were after. And you know what? I've had fucking teenagers that have written to me. Teenagers that have written to me in the past and said, that Mike Sledge was a dickhead. He had it made there. He had it made at your network. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an idea of the way I run a network. I run it tight, and if I get something wrong audio-wise, I am so angry at myself, you know, the world cracks open and I can see the fiery pits of hell waiting for me. That's what I was just talking to my daughter about it, and I said straight out, I said, isn't it true? And she's like, Dad, you've got like steam blowing out of your ears, cartoon style, like, sort of thing. You know, I'm really, really fussy. So what I do is I don't just have everything automated via script, my own script, my own code, and software that I've paid big money for, but also equipment that is so all around the house. As my daughter will tell you, you know, you'll be tripping over cables for the rest of your life. Hell, you hang yourself with that shit. There's that many cables, it's crazy. There's three computers that run the whole network. The main one that runs the automation, the one that does all the recording and the streaming, and then there's 107.9 in a different room that runs the FM. Okay? I am trying to be as professional as I possibly can, and I've never been trained, and I've had professional radio stations contact me and say, will you come back to work for us? And I'm like, fuck you. You had your fucking chance. Blah, blah, blah. But I want you to hear something. The intro you just heard from Mike Sludge, it was absolutely fucking terrible. But this is what I had for him when he was on my network. He had it made. And not just that, the bumpers that faded in, the bumpers that faded out, I worked on really hard, everything. I worked my ass off to give him a good platform. And sometimes he wouldn't turn up. I would have to start his show for him. And his excuse was, oh, I was stuck in traffic. Traffic my ass. He was drunk in his fucking armchair. But have a listen to the intro that I had for him. We are sick and tired of the New York media dominating and controlling the news around the world. We are sick and tired of having to keep silent as the white genocide continues. Well, we're not remaining silent anymore. Scream from the fucking rooftops with Mike Sledge here on News White People Can Use, where truth and real news is called anti-Semitic. And this is where he would normally come in and say, yes, yes, wait, news. You know, like he'd come in at the last fucking moment and say the same fucking thing over and over again because he was drunk. Tabitha's right about that. They're both right about each other. They cancelled each other out because what happens is Tabitha was like, oh no, Mike's not like that. And Mike was like, oh no, Tabitha's not like that. And they both left the network. But now they're proving beyond doubt they were both like that. The I-R-O-N-Y of this. Oh, feels so good.
By anybody. I do what I do. I've been doing this shit for years, okay? And if you don't like what I do, then don't be on the network with me, is the bottom line. And guess what? I guess I will be the only personality on the American National Radio Network. And it's not drama. It's just...
It's drama. It's drama. It's juicy drama, but it's drama nonetheless. It's great drama. I like it. You will be the only personality. You were just laughing at something that wasn't even funny, dude. There's no personality there. Just because you laugh doesn't mean that everybody else is going to laugh with you. You know?
The American National Radio Network, and it's not drama. It's just, you know, I wanted to get this out into the public because, frankly, the way she was talking behind the scenes, I don't know what the hell is going on. So, you know, I just wanted to get it out there, and that she no longer feels comfortable with me because I am a loose cannon. I am an evil white supremacist. I am a horrible, horrible drunk. I am a wasted, you know, I'm so wasted, I can't even do the shows. I am unhinged. I'm an unstable drunk.
She's absolutely right about that. You can't even do the shows. Have a listen to the intro of yours that we just listened to at the very beginning that you did. You can't do the shows. That's not a show. That's not a fucking show. A show is something that is properly coherent. An intro fires properly. It sounds good. It doesn't sound like it's tinny, like you're playing it through your microphone. And then you don't have interruptions where you have to say, oh, well, sorry about this. Let me try and get this right. Oh, just pop another beer. That'll solve everything. Sort of shit. Come on.
I can't even do the shows. I am unhinged. I'm an unstable drunk. So I hope she finds a better venue to do her yoga and to do her yogurt show.
See? Now he's mocking the very fucking things that I actually enjoyed about her. Not about the yoga, but the yogurt. The whole fucking yoga bullshit, she can take and shove it up her ass. I'm not interested in that sort of stuff. You know, anybody who listens to WTFR, TCTA, knows that I'm about tackling what's happening in the here and the now. And I don't have time for yoga to do that. You know, if I'm sitting out there on my yoga mat and doing a show saying, breathe in, breathe out, whack on, whack off, then I don't have time. If you keep laughing, Beth, then it's going to make me laugh. So what happens is if I'm doing that, I don't have time to be doing other things. Such as tackling what's going on in the here and the now, you know, the corona and everything. And that's what TCTA is all about. It's in my very intro. You know, everything that is about heading towards the new world order. People like Tazarian, Michael Tazarian, have already tackled all of that esoteric stuff. You know, if you want to learn about that, you can go over there and listen to it. WTFR is about tackling what's going on in the here and now. I've made that clear. The irony of this, the irony of this is just so fucking fantastic. It's not funny. Oh, I'm letting my juices flow right now. My revengeful juices. They're coming out. It's just fucking great. Loving this.
Venue to do her yoga and to do her yogurt shows.
You sarcastic bastard.
You know, again, I sent her, let me send her the invite again, because I'm a toxic male that just can't stop. Oh God, she just dropped off.
He's absolutely right about that. There are so many females these days that, you know, that toxic masculinity. So whilst the irony thing is coming out, okay, I'll stop. That's getting obnoxious, but When given the circumstances, he's right about some things and deserves what he gets. for the way he treated me afterwards. And he tried the whole gentle leave the network thing with me. Like, I won't say anything bad about you. If you agree, just don't say anything bad about me. And I said, yep, okay, you go your way, I'll go my way. And then I thought, nah, fuck it. He fucking ditched me. He ditched me for vagina. That's what he did. He basically put me on the back burner after all the work I'd done to set his scripting up. I had to recode certain things for his specific show. I had to do his breaks, you know, fading in and fading out of his bumpers, everything. And then in a short while, just because he saw a pair of nipples, he pisses off. So he deserves everything he gets in what he'll be hearing now. And by God, he will hear it. I'm going to make perfectly sure of that.
Just can't stop. Oh, God, she just dropped off. I guess she wants nothing to do with the show. I just sent her the invite. She could come on and explain to all of y'all how she's just so embarrassed to be around this ugly, toxic white male. She's so embarrassed to be around toxic masculinity. Oh, God. I wonder what her husband thinks of her. Jesus.
I don't know that she's got one. I absolutely don't know for sure that she's actually got a husband. I think she has someone who acts like a husband or something like that. Because she's doing the work of Israel. I think she's like one of those females of the Mossad. Something like that. Something like that. I can't be 100% sure, of course. That goes without saying. You know, I'm speculating. But the thing is, I don't think she has a husband. Because no man would go out with such a creature. She's a creature to look at, and she's a creature to listen to on most subjects. Not all. I enjoyed some of the recipes and the cooking and all of that. But you know what? It's the same. It's exactly what the Jews do. They throw out all of this fucking evil, 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 evil shit into white Western civilization and then throw out little nuggets of good things to make you think, oh, see, not all Jews are bad. Same sort of thing here. I think that's a good example to explain Tabitha.
Oh, God! I wonder what her husband thinks of her. Jesus fucking Christ! This is toxic masculinity over here. This is pure toxic masculinity. And I was hoping maybe she could come on to explain that, because the way she explained it to me behind the scenes, and let me say this, I was not going to do a public show addressing this issue until she got all uppity and smartass on me behind the scenes on my Skype call. She got uppity.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to be doing a public show about you and I. Until you were like, well, I all of a sudden agree with Tabitha. As soon as you knew that Tabitha was leaving, you all of a sudden got uppity with me, right? So what you're doing now is exactly what I did, and rightfully so. You deserved a kick in the fucking ass, Mike. All right? You deserved a kick in the fucking ass, both physically and mentally. Because you were an asshole. There was no reason you had to leave the network. But as I said to both maids and my daughter, I said the same thing, which it was probably a good thing that he left the network. Because he was drunk. Sometimes there's certain things he said and laughed at that just didn't make fucking sense. And I put up with it for a while, which I shouldn't have. That was my error. That was definitely my error. I put up with it just because we worked well together. Nowhere near as well as what Maleficus and I worked together, as anybody can see. Yeah, seriously. Jesus, this just gets better and better.
And smartass on me behind the scenes on my Skype call. She got uppity and smartass. She said, oh, your drinking is bringing down the network. Really? My drinking is bringing down the network? Even when I'm wasted, I have more views than your shows do. Okay? I'm just being honest here. Even when I'm wasted,
do you realize also that when you laugh, Mike, you've got this certain sound about you? And it sounds something like this. Right? Okay. You smoke way too much, drink way too much, and don't realize that you sound like this. All right. Thanks for the balloon, by the way, darling. Seriously, you're a joke. People aren't laughing with you anymore. They're laughing at you. Okay, once upon a time, like I said, when you were on Ren Grenade, you had some common sense about you until Grenade and Bile fucked you over. Maybe that's what turned you into the drunk. I don't know whether you were drunk before that. You are now, obviously, but I don't know whether you were drunk before that, but you did all right back then. That's why I invited you onto the network. I'd been searching you out for years and finally found you thanks to one of the listeners, and you had it made on this network and you fucked it, and now you're royally fucked, okay? People are working you out. They've worked Tabitha out. Oh my god! And these feminists that come in to like, oh, poor Tabitha, she got fired because of Mike's this and Mike's that and Sean's this and Sean's that. Oh, fuck off already, feminist bitch! We've got no time for you fuckers. You don't even have a dog in this fight.
Views than your shoes do. Okay, I'm just being honest here. Even when I'm wasted drunk, my shows have more hits than yours. So yeah, I'm going to be petty now. I'm going to be a dick. I'm going to be a toxic masculine Nazi, because that is what I'm supposed to do. And fuck them. If these women can't handle the truth, if these women can't handle the truth, then they don't need to be in this movement. They need to...
You better define the difference. There's women and then there's feminists. Feminists are creatures, all right? They're creatures of darkness, if we want to get comedic. Then there's women. They're two totally different things all together. There's girls, there's ladies, there's women, and then there's feminists. It's the feminists that can't handle it. Tabitha is a deliberate feminist. There's no doubt about it.
If women can't handle the truth, then they don't need to be in this movement. They need to go back to doing the show she used to do, baking cookies and cooking food and baking, and stay out of politics. Because obviously women can't handle politics. They need to stay in the kitchen and bake me some fucking cookies. Make me a fucking sandwich is what
I agree with that. I agree that that they don't belong in politics. I don't know that they necessarily belong in the kitchen full time. You know, I mean, if that's going to happen, you're going to have to buy them a bed and for the kitchen. But the thing is, with all jokes aside, I don't think a woman deserves to be in the kitchen full time. I've never said that. I think that a woman bringing up the children is a beautiful thing. Having them sit down in the lounge room and getting them to have their nap during the day, and then, you know, sit down and watch something like Neverending Story with them and get their minds activated with puzzles, you know, jigsaw puzzles and things of that nature. Do things that should be done with children to develop their minds, develop their problem-solving skills. That's also a woman's job. It's not just making a sandwich. Now, of course, I know he's being somewhat comedic, just to throw it in her face, throw it in Tabitha's face. But you got what you deserved, Mike. You got everything you deserved. So you can complain, and try and use sarcasm against Tabitha as much as you fucking like. And I ain't defending that bitch. Don't you worry about that. I can't stand her. But the thing is, you can complain as much as you like, but you were the one who tried to throw it in my fucking face as if I was wrong, and now you're mocking the living fuck out of her with sarcasm left, right, and goddamn center. You fucking lap that shit up, buddy, because that you fucking deserve it.
In the kitchen and bake me some fucking cookies. Make me a fucking sandwich is what I'm saying. And by the way, I invite her to the show. Let me invite her again on Skype. Just to make sure I got this right here. We are live. We are live. Come on in. The water is warm. Oh, God.
The water is warm.
So,
You're absolutely right. The water is warm. That's what happens when you get drunk, Mike, and you piss yourself during the night. All right? That warm water that's running down your leg is you pissing yourself at night because you're fucking too drunk.
We are live. Come on in. The water is warm. Oh, God. So, we are live. Come on. Bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it. I'm a drunk. I'm nothing but a drunk, distasteful fool that cannot put out any good content. By the way, I thought my show today was a lot better than her show. I thought my show today was 10 times better than her show. She talked about yogurt, yoga and meditating, and I talked about real issues, shit that was happening in the real world.
Oh, wait a second, Mike. Wasn't that one of the things that you said that after I had explained my side, that you said this is the reason you left? Because I said, oh, I don't want her talking about this chakra fucking bullshit all the time and the fucking yoga all the time and everything. You were like, yeah. Then she leaves and then you were sort of like, well, after, you know, thinking about things, I've sort of changed my mind, Sean. Yeah, let me do that. Right? Fucking seriously, man. So, you know, you were talking about the real things. What are the real things? Besides yoga and everything like that. Mike, huh? Why didn't you tell us? You mean the real things that are going on right now, like COVID and shit like that? No, that's right. But that's the reason your excuse to leave was because I was wrong about telling her to knock off this fucking Indian humdilly-ah shit. And yet you're doing exactly the same fucking now. You fucking hypocrite. You fucking weak pussy bitch.
Talked about real issues. Shit that was happening in the real world. Okay? Okay. Come on, White Wellness. Call me. Come on. Tell me how I'm wrong. You are live, Tabitha. Go ahead. I will mute myself. You got the platform.
Hello?
You are live. You got the platform.
Yes.
Go ahead. And
hi. So you're doing a broadcast in an alcoholic meltdown and trying to pin it on me, I say.
An alcoholic meltdown, really? Okay, go ahead.
Well, go ahead, I called you earlier today.
No, it's not an alcoholic meltdown. Alcoholics are still coherent. They can read. They can write. They can do everything at work. You're talking about a drunk meltdown, Tabitha. Get it fucking right.
Alcoholic meltdown, really? Okay, go ahead.
Well, go ahead, I called you earlier today to... drinking is out of control, which it is. Many agree. And you're trying to gaslight me and pin this on me as a, quote, female meltdown because your alcoholism is out of control.
So you hear that, everybody? My alcoholism is out of control, and I am out of control, and this is why she cannot do any more shows. Go ahead, Tabitha. Go ahead, explain. Is that it? So I'm an alcoholic, and there's nothing else for you to say? Is that it? Are you done? I'm not muting. I'm giving you the platform. Go ahead. Hate on toxic masculinity. Hate on Whitey. Go ahead, Tabitha. Go ahead. Give me your divine feminine. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead. That's it? Okay, I guess that's it. Well, I guess that's the show.
That's not funny, dude. That's not funny. You know, you laugh at your own shitty jokes because that's exactly what they are, the shitty jokes. I guess that's the end of the show. Right? Even my daughter was sitting in the background. And said, that audio quality is so shitty. I know. And the reason you couldn't hear her saying that is because I am a professional. I had us muted. You see, that's what you do. You mute yourself. But that quality, dude, you should be fucking ashamed of. You need to be horsewhipped. You need to be taken out, strapped up, fucking triangle style, and fucking whoosh, 10 fucking lashes. For that bad quality audio. Absolutely disgusting. No excuse for that at all. At all. Fucking disgusting.
nothing else needs to be said.
Exactly. Nothing else needs to be said. You have shitty audio. That was perfect timing. We both, my daughter and I just started fucking laughing right then and there. Oh my God. Like I said, you got shitty audio. There's no excuses for that. And all of a sudden, well, nothing else needs to be said when I unpaused.
That's it? Okay. I guess that's it. Well, I guess that's the show. Nothing else needs to be said. And I am sober. I haven't even had anything to drink. I haven't, like, one beer today. Give me a fucking break.
What a load of bullshit. You've been drinking. You can hear it a mile a fucking way. You know, that's not how normal people talk, dude. You're not being coherent, you know, especially in where you place your laughter and stuff like that. It's sort of like, oh, well, I just went and cooked some eggs. Now I'm going to cook some bacon. That bacon was delicious. I'm not joking. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the goofball that used to be on my network. I was sort of lucky that he did actually take his leave because he followed the titties, if you will. Oh, Jesus Christ. Your laughter is misplaced. You couldn't run your intro. Is there any wonder that Tabitha thinks that you couldn't do a proper show? But on the same token, you make good points about her. Yous are both showing the audience of mine that I was right all along about both of you. These are the things I said about both of you, and both of you are saying the same things that I said about both of you. Holy crap, this is so enjoyable. I'm not going to play the whole thing, of course, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stomach to listen to him. He's a drunk moron. There's a reason his wife left him, let me put it that way. He's a drunk fucking moron that will continue to fail in his life. And he knows it. This is why he gets in these moods. And he won't be talked down to, which is one of the most important points I think I have to make. He won't be talked down to is because he is so easily talked down to. He's always in a drunken stupor. So when somebody talks down to him, when he's in that drunken stupor, he really doesn't have any power. He knows that he's going to lose a fight because he's too drunk to fight. He knows he's going to lose an argument because he's too drunk to talk and debate. So when finally somebody does try and talk down to him, when he's at least slightly sober, he takes offense to it. That's exactly what this is all about. Let's take a listen to a little bit more, because this is pure entertainment for me.
And I am sober. I haven't even had anything to drink. I have had like one beer today. Give me a.
You can even hear how fake the laugh is because he just goes from. Oh, and by the way, it's like the news lady. The news lady is sitting there saying, a little girl today died after being hit by a car or hit by a train while she was typing on her phone. To give you that like pull at your heartstrings and everything like that. But then in the next breath she goes, and the weather today, by the way, is going to be absolutely beautiful. That's Mike Sledge all the way. Like, laughter is contagious. If I laugh, they'll laugh with me too. And by the way, I'm sober. Yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Fucking break. I mean, you sound like a Jew disinfo agent.
Did I just hear that right? You sound like a Jew disinfo agent? Isn't that one of the things you attacked me for saying about her? Mike, hey? That she could be a fucking Jew? That, or at least working for the Jews? Oh, that's right. You did say that. In fact, I think I've got that on recording somewhere. I'll search that one out and put it below this very fucking show. You fucking hypocrite. You contradictory, hypocritical motherfucker is what you are.
It's out of control and unhinged. She never said that before. Tabitha, go ahead. I see you're still connected. Go ahead. I haven't muted her. I'm letting you guys know I haven't muted her. I haven't touched her fucking sound. Go ahead, Tabitha. Explain how I'm so fucked up. I want everybody to know. Okay, I guess that's it. Well, fuck her. Fuck White Wellness. Well, not fuck White Wellness. I mean, you know. She was good while she lasted, but, you know, this is what happens every damn time. The pressure comes on. We start to get numbers. We start to get big. And these fucking people, they bow out. They kick the can down the road. They don't have the balls. Well, and her-
exactly. They bow out. What did you do, Mike? Why didn't you answer me that? Why didn't you come on the show and tell me why you bowed out when it comes to doing the broadcast on WTFR? Why didn't you come onto the broadcast, TCTA, and discuss why you bowed out? Come on. Come on and defend yourself. You offered that to Tabitha to come on and defend herself, and she didn't do a very good fucking job at it. But I'm sure you can do a better one, can't you? Just make sure you come on sober. Because you're easy enough to tear to pieces when you're sober, let alone when you're drunk. You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, okay? You're a stubby short of a six-pack. There's no doubt about it. Now, I don't know when that took place. I think it took place after Ren Grenade, okay? Because you didn't get credit where it was due, and rightfully so. You know, you helped create that whole white man march. In fact, it was you were the one who brought it up. And when Kyle fucked you over, I think something went in your brain, like a fucking embolism. Boop! Fucking. And you just lost your shit and you started getting drunker and drunker and drunker, right? And that's what happened. So, oh my God, let's listen to just a midget worth of fucking what he's got to say.
They kick the can down the road. They don't have the balls. Well, in her case, she has no balls. But what I'm saying is, it ain't over for me.
How do you know she doesn't have balls? She could be a tranny. She looks like one. You've seen her, okay? The only non-tranny part of her is the whole. I'm not even going to go there. You know, I've said enough in front of my daughter as it is. I mean, she's used to this talk because she heard more in school than what she does on TCTA. So I'm not too worried about talking about these sorts of things in front of her. And she's just about to turn 16, so she knows it all too well. But I'm just not going to go on with it. This is the revenge. This is the revenge TCTA segment where, you know, finally everything comes to pass. Tabitha saying the same stuff about Mike that I said, and Mike saying the same things about Tabitha that I said. They've both proven me right. And all of you feminists, the whole three, that wrote to me and said, "Oh, you fired Tabitha. You evil, evil person. She was just great." I wouldn't be surprised if you were Israeli Mossad women yourselves, hired to come in and say such things. But if you're not, what do you think now? You know what I'm saying? No matter where Tabitha goes, she spreads a disease. No matter where Mike goes, he spreads a disease. I'll give Mike this. Mike spreads a disease that is unintentional. He's a drunk. He's not just an alcoholic. He's a drunk. An alcoholic can remain coherent. He can read the entire dictionary in front of the audience. But a drunk is a drunk. And it's like, I cooked some, like I was saying earlier, cooked some bacon today. Nothing funny about it. You know, laughs at his own jokes that aren't even fucking funny. Absolutely fucking feral. Ladies and gentlemen, I've proven my case. For those of you that agreed with me, you know why. You knew why all that way back when. For those of you who didn't agree with me, if you don't know why by now that Tabitha left and Mike left, then you also have. You're also a fucking... You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, okay? You're not the brightest firecracker in the sky. You're a stubby short of a six-pack. Pretty much. My God. How did anybody listen to these two for so long? I don't get it. You know, I really don't get it. But I also fess up to my errors. There were people that warned me about Tabitha and Mike in the past quite a few times while they were on my network, and I did not heed the warnings. I heeded the warnings about Tabitha somewhat, but not Mike. Okay? So when it came to pass that Tabitha took her leave after I said what I said to her, you know, we're not about the esoteric times anymore. We're about what's going on in the here and now. The very thing that Mike just criticized her of, you know, like real news, rah, rah, rah. The things that he said to me that I shouldn't have said to her. I was precise. I was very coherent. I was very on point. On the seventh inning stretch, as the Americans know, I was really starting to get suspicious of Tabitha. All right. On that seventh inning stretch, I was really starting to say, something's wrong here. Something, there's a sour taste left in my mouth. And by God, there was. And that's when I said, you've got to knock this shit off. Because it wasn't just me. There were people emailing me saying, why have you got this stupid bitch on your fucking show? She's talking about her whole fucking chakra, fucking Indian crap and stuff like that. Why? When you support white Western civilization, and I had to write back to these people that emailed me and say, I understand where you're coming from. There is a sour taste in my mouth about her. I'm working on it. Just let me, I'm going to talk to her and see how she reacts. Well, obviously, Tabitha's reaction was, I quit. And Mike's reaction was like, yeah, well done. Rah, 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 rah. Well done for giving her the lecture. He didn't know that she'd quit just yet. Well done for giving her the lecture and rah, 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 rah. And then all of a sudden when he realizes she quit, 2 days later, it was precisely 2 days later, by the way. Remember, I record every fucking thing. It was precisely 2 days later that he said, oh, you know, I've taken a look back at things. He wrote this message, all right? Because even my screen gets recorded. Because too many people in the bowel movement, is what I call it now, say, oh, Sean said this, Sean said that, Sean said this, rah, 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 or didn't say this, or didn't say that, rah, rah, rah. So what I do is I have all my screens recorded. It was precisely 2 days later that he said, I've taken a look over everything and I think you're wrong and I'm going to take my leave as well. And I was sort of like, holy shit, really? You really fucking go along with the shit that she's going along with? And now that he's not going along with it, he seems to think that he can justify himself and make it look like he was the good guy in the fact that she's actually left the network. She's right. He's a drunk. He's right. She talks a whole lot of shit about her fucking yoga and all of this other bullshit that has nothing to do with today's world. You can yoga yourself to fucking near death. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can yoga yourself to near death. It might calm your soul somewhat, but it ain't discussing the real politics, the real philosophies, the real things that are going on in the here and now. And you best get to know that. The reason we're discussing, us real people, are discussing COVID, corona, is because it's a real fucking subject. Okay. Thanks for listening. This was a special edition, a really special edition of Two's Company Three's Allowed, brought to you not live by WTFR. And I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye now.